This is Saturday Morning Radio with Alice, presented by the NZ International Comedy Festival, powered by Flick Electric Co.
Yes, and I'm joined by James Rock. Hey, James.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you this morning?
Oh, you know, it's Saturday.
I was just saying before, it's a really lovely day out there.
Yeah, it is. Is it just like, you've got quite a big window here. Is it just quite taunting you that you're in here? And
I'm the kind of person, I'm pretty happy to appreciate from afar.
Okay. You know, I can see it's good and I can get it from here.
Back to Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. And just glance out when I need my fix.
It's also a beautiful day in this TV show, so I'm okay.
Okay, great. This is fantastic.
So I see at the top of the show, you're a hilarious comedian.
Pretty fast and loose with the word hilarious there, but okay.
Hey, I've seen you perform before. So I'm going to put my judgment call on that. And also an actor and one of the co-founders of Proudly Asian Theatre.
Yeah,
I think is a really cool group doing some cool shows.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely important. And it means a lot, that group.
Did you start out in that sort of acting sphere and move to comedy? Or was it the other way around, or just both?
It kind of happened parallel to each other, to be honest. Like, I did Class Comedians, and that's how I got into stand-up. And
oh, awesome.
That was in year 13. I was seventh form. And then I went straight into a drama school straight after that. So they developed at the same time. And I think, at the moment, comedy's winning. Like, I love doing comedy too much. And I think if someone put a gun to my head, I'd be like, I'm going to tell jokes instead of,
But cool if you can do both, right?
Oh, 100%. And I think I get mad FOMO. So, like, if I go to a theatre show and I'm like, I haven't done this in a while, I really want to get an itch. And then I just do it again. Do you know what I mean? And I think, that's how I'm going to go moving forward.
I think it's an interesting crossover of skills because there definitely are a lot of people that can do both, but I've also met people that are very much like just a stand-up, can't act at all.
Like a very purist.
Yeah.
Well, purist by default, like they have no choice, they just don't have the skill set.
Or like actors that couldn't do a stand-up set.
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to be honest with you, I'd consider myself a comedian first and then some with some sort of little acting skill. And I know that sucks because I spent like 40 grand learning how to do it. But I'm like, oh man, I can't believe I threw that away just to realize that I'm not that good at it compared to comedy.
Hey man, I mean, it's an expensive lesson, but a good lesson. When I think about what I learned from my degree, it was definitely not what I was studying. I learned a lot of other lessons about what I could do and what I couldn't do and what I wanted to do.
But I feel like that's always how it goes, right? Like you do a degree and you never leave it with the actual practical knowledge that you need. You always leave it with like life lessons.
Don't
trust snakes. And you're like, oh, that's not what I paid 40 grand for. Okay.
All those lecture theatres, snakes, I don't know. But I couldn't agree more. You leave it with that and a lot of debt.
Yeah. And a general sense of hope that is slowly withered away as time goes by.
Excellent. Well, let's go into our first clip.
Yep.
I have Joe Coy up first, so maybe we'll go into that one.
Cool.
Do you want to talk about this?
Yeah, cool. So Joe Coy is probably the most famous Filipino comedian on earth right now.
Cool.
And being Filipino myself, me and both David Carrios, who's also a comedian on the scene, he's Filipino, we both kind of watch his specials and we're like, it makes us want to retire all our material about being Filipino because he's kind of nailing everything that you need to know. And in this one, he talks about how your parents' expectations, especially your mother's expectations on you if you're Filipino, kind of can override everything. And I think it's so great and it's so accurate.
Excellent. Let's give it a listen.
No, I'm telling you this, man. I became a comedian, which is totally against the grain when you have a Filipino mom. If you have a Filipino mom, that is not the career choice you're supposed to have. Filipino moms predetermine what their kids are supposed to be when they grow up. And you know I'm not making this shit up. There's a lot of Filipinos in here right now that are nurses. Today is a good day to get injured at a show. Because there will be a nurse in here like, oh my God, put a cold compress on the head. Elevate the feet, elevate the feet. Elevate, what the fuck is elevate? Just lift the fucking feet. Are you stupid? And I'm not even, I'm not shitting on you for being a nurse. That's a great job. great benefits, good money. I'm just saying, it wasn't your dream. That was your Filipino mom's dream. My mom wanted me to be a nurse. Are you fucking kidding me? Filipino moms shit on their kids' dreams. And you know I'm not lying. You know I'm not lying. You can't have a dream. What are you talking about, dream? I told my mom I wanted to be a comedian. She cried. Why? Why do you want to be a comedian, Jose? All your aunties are nurses? Your cousins are nurses? Do you see any clowns in this family? Do you? Shit on my dream right there. Just looked at me and went like this. Joseph, who told you you were a bunny? It wasn't me. That's fucked up. I'm just saying, you're a nurse, God bless you, but you know there's some nurses out there that didn't follow their dreams. There's some nurses working at the hospital that wish they were a Jabberwocky. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, follow me to the x-ray. I'll follow you. God damn, that nurse can dance. It was always my dream. My mother did not believe in me.
Oh, great. Very, very good.
Yeah, that was crazy sometimes.
Oh, man, I love that clip so much.
Yeah. So does being Filipino come out a lot in your comedy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, when you start out doing comedy, people are like, you got to talk about what's happening in your life and what you know. And that's, yeah, that's moving to New Zealand, being an immigrant kid. That's a huge part of my life. And I think a lot of people will sort of shit on comedians who talk about their race a lot and call it hack. And I reckon that's so unfair, because why can't I talk about the thing that's going on in my life? Do you know what I mean? That's like, this is literally the thing that's staring me right in the face, and you're telling me that I can't talk about it. I think that's horseshit.
Yeah, I mean, right, they say that a lot of, I mean, I think it's cliche to say that a lot of people that come into comedy are you know, outside the mainstream. But I think it is where a lot of really good comedy comes from, right?
100%.
You can kind of look back and critique. And
yeah, it's the people who, it's usually the quietest person in the room who is always watching and observing people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of pushed to the fringe that has, do you know what I mean? And if you go to the Classic, even if you go to the Classic in New Zealand, the Comedy Club on Queen Street, at any, like, all the people on the lineup are like weird in one way or another. Like, this is, it's like a group of weirdos that found a place to be to be cool. You know, I feel like that's how I see comedy, and especially in New Zealand. I'm like, yeah, it's a group of weirdos who found a thing to hang on to.
I think that's beautiful. I mean, I would even say it's a little bit like BFM, like with some of the music scenes.
Yeah. People. So I guess the moral of the story is, if you listen to BFM, you could come to the comedy festival and come to all the shows.
If you listen to BFM, you're already a weirdo. So come meet some others.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Let's play an Ali Wong clip.
Great. So this is Ali Wong, and she, I think this is one of the best specials on Netflix out right now.
Okay, so I just want to say that I like hadn't listened to much of her, but people keep telling me, and David Koryos brought in one at the beginning, and other people just keep telling me that this is a special I need to listen to.
Yeah, and I, 99% of the people that I meet love the special. It's called Baby Cobra, and she does it when she's like 8 months pregnant.
Amazing.
And it's amazing. And she doesn't reference it until like 40 minutes into the show, which is fantastic. But it's called Baby Cobra, and 99% of the people that I've met have loved the special, the 1% being Guy Williams, who I've had many arguments about the special, and because, I work at Jono and Ben, and so we're in the office all the time, and we just always go back and forth about it. I think it's fantastic, and I think she is a good example of a comedian who I would go, because I usually hate people who are like, this is PC gone mad. I hate that culture of like blaming people for being responsible.
Yeah.
But this is a special that even if you say shit like that, you'll enjoy, because she doesn't care. She'll just say whatever she wants, and it's amazing, and she has no filter, and it's fantastic.
Okay, let's play a little clip from that.
But I think that for marriage, it can be nice to be with somebody of your own race. The advantage is that you get to go home and be racist together. You get to say whatever you like. You don't gotta explain shit. My husband, half Filipino, half Japanese. I'm half Chinese and half Vietnamese. And we spend 100% of our time shitting on Korean people. It's amazing.
Ah, okay. These ends keep catching me off guard. Too busy laughing.
It's fine. I love that one too.
She's great.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Okay, I have to watch the whole thing now.
Yeah, you do. She the next part of that gag is, and I kind of wish it kept going, but the next part is my husband's half Filipino, half Japanese, and I'm half Chinese, half Vietnamese, which means we're both one half fancy Asian and one half jungle Asian, which is fantastic. Such a good line.
I'll have to give it a watch.
Yeah,
maybe
you do.
That's my afternoon. Afternoon sorted.
Yeah, do it while the sun's out and just peer out into the sun and watch some comedy, because that's the best time to enjoy comedy when there's beautiful sun outside.
You're like, I could be in the park, but I'm choosing not to, and what a luxury that is.
I'm laughing in here. Also, I genuinely think that special is better than Amy Schumer's new special, Bill Burr's new special, all the famous comic specials that you think is on Netflix and you think is fire. That special is better than that.
Oh, big call. Yep. Okay.
The Amy Schumer special is mediocre, I think. That's a hot take. That's
a flaming hot take. I actually haven't watched that one either.
Ooh. It's fine. They're long, man.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like, there's so many of them as well. So it's nothing, that's not a bad thing that you haven't seen it.
But I definitely think people need to take this opinion, go watch them, and then you can be like, damn, James Roke knew what he was talking about. You can be like, that guy was wrong.
Oh man, Amy Schumer's running out of jokes. But yeah, it's great. And I think what's great about it, I think it is, it blindsided people. People weren't expecting that special to be that good. And then it kind of came out the gate.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's fueled by all those hormones, maybe, those pregnancy hormones.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's, I mean, you know, pregnancies must be the hardest thing a human could possibly go through. But I'm jealous I can't do that now that you put that up.
Because you think it might make you funny now?
Yeah. I might bring out the fire if I was pregnant. But
was it Serena Williams that just won the big, I don't know about sports, but just won the big tennis sport, and she was a little bit pregnant too, like 2 months
was
pregnant?
Was she pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I keep seeing people tweeting about it. So
that's the most amazing thing I've heard. Like, I mean, doing comedy is like you're just standing there and you're talking to people. You can do that in everyday life. But playing tennis...
I have to fact check this, but I'm pretty sure we can have a look.
Fact checking. No, we live in a fake news world, yo. Like, you don't need fact checking's obsolete now.
Definitely just an amazing woman. So
yeah, how are you not scared that you're just gonna go like when you hit the ball too hard and just have your baby by accident? That's scary.
Anyway, let's play another clip.
Yes.
Louis C.K.
Okay, so this one is from Louis, and he's. He just dropped a special on Netflix again. Netflix. This is just a big ad for Netflix. This year called 2017, and I really like that special. I've had a polarizing thing with my friends with Louis C.K. because he's like a straight white dude, and
there are some not so nice stories about him.
Yeah,
and his
going around, and it's like sort of because I know Jen Kirkman talked about it on her podcast and it's been brought up, and for me it's horrific, and I'm like, fuck, like I hope it's not true, like but it's hard, it's just hard, like I don't know what to, I can't consolidate the fact that I'm a fan but also the horrible things that are coming out.
Absolutely.
But,
and if you're wondering what we're talking about, you can Google it.
It's not pleasant
because I'm also the same. I'm like, but he's so he is so straight white dude, but I also like, I love Louis. I do think it's a genius TV show.
Oh, Louis is it's ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And people, that's polarizing too, because people might not understand why it's so good and what the appeal of it is. But I think the writing is genius. So I think if it is true, I think it's like a case of can you separate the art from the maker, like Woody Allen styles?
Exactly.
Like what's the, I don't know. Like, and so I don't know the answer to that. I'm struggling with what to do.
Yeah, we're really getting in deep here because this is. I think this is a discussion that it needs to keep happening.
Yeah,
and does keep happening is separating the art from the person.
Yeah,
but. Yeah.
If he did do it, I think he deserves to be held accountable to what he did.
Absolutely.
It's hard. And I feel like I'm not qualified to talk about this.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not speaking in definitives here.
And we're also, you're so far removed from the stuff. But anyway, so again, if you're not keeping up with that, go have a Google.
But
make your own calls. But let's just listen to stand up.
Yeah, I implore you to listen to just the stand up for now and just the writing of this bit, because I think this bit is impeccably written. And I think that it's such a great observation on something that's thousands of years old.
Great. Okay, let's have a listen.
My daughter's learning about Greek mythology. And she was asking me questions about it. She was like, Daddy, who's Achilles' mother? I said, I don't fucking know. Don't ask me that shit. I don't know who Achilles' mother is. Don't yell it out if you know it, please. Like, it's Campanpetes. Nobody cares what you know. She had a question about Achilles, and it was an interesting question, and I'll tell it to you. But first, the story of Achilles, real quick. Achilles was a baby. He was a Greek baby. And... he didn't stay that way, but when he was a Greek baby, his mother, who was a goddess, took him into the river Styx, which is at Hades, the land of the dead, and she dipped him in the water of the river Styx because there was a magical quality to that water that it would make you impervious of any harm. You couldn't be hurt. It was like a shield, right? So she dipped him in that water to protect him, but she held him by the heel. That's the important detail. Held him by the heel, which is an awkward way to hold a baby. By the heel. Try holding a baby by the heel and dipping it in a river. You will never see that baby again. That's how to get rid of a baby.
I lost that baby in the water. I was trying to wash him and he fell in the river. I'm sorry, Mr. Achilles, I lose your baby. You told me to hold him by the heel. He's asleep.
Achilles' mother's a Mexican nanny. It's a lesser known character in the Iliad. Anyway, his mother, she was able to hold on, of course, because she was a goddess. She was the goddess of grip or whatever, I don't know. And she held on, and then he was protected, except on his heel. His heel was not protected. And so that's what we call your Achilles heel, your one vulnerable place. Everybody's got their Achilles heel. Achilles' Achilles heel was his heel. Like, literally. Anyway, so my daughter, here was her question. She said, how come his mother didn't just dip him again? She could have just dipped him one more time with the other leg in there. Did she just like get, you're right there. Was there like a sign that says one dip per goddess? Did you ever color an Easter egg? It's not that complicated. You dip it and then you hold it differently and dip it again. Smart kid. I was proud of her. But at the same time, I thought, who the fuck are you to judge this woman? It bothered me. Because here's what the story of Achilles teaches me, is that if you're a parent, it's never enough what you do for these motherfuckers. It's just never enough. It's still gonna be your fault. How much more do you want from a mother? She dipped her kid in magic water and protected 99% of his body. Is any of it up to him? He could have just wore a big shoe and be careful. But he goes out in sandals, fucking flip-flops. What's wrong, Achilles? My mom didn't dip my heel. She's so stupid, she ruined it. Fuck you, Achilles, you Greek dick. I hate the way people talk about their mothers. I was watching a football game one time, and this guy scored a bunch of shit, whatever, and they were excited. So they asked him about it afterwards. And the football player said, "My mom died last year, but I know she was watching my game from heaven tonight. And I wanted to be there to say, leave your mother alone. How dare you? She's dead. I mean, when are you done with your fucking kids? When are you finished with your fucking kids? Even after you're dead, you still have to go to their fucking games and shit? Leave your mother alone. She did her job. She raised you and it killed her. I mean, let her enjoy heaven. Don't you want your mother to enjoy heaven? Isn't that what you want your mom to be, just in heaven? Whee! This poor woman, the angels are like, we're having an angel party. You want to come with us?
I can't. I got to watch my son's games. He'll be very upset. Okay, good. He can't fucking hear me. Why am I doing this?
I just say when people die, it means they did their jobs and you should forget them. That's what I...
Oh, abrupt ending there. Such good calls, yeah, though.
No fade out. It's that bootleg YouTube clip thing where no one fades it out.
Just suddenly, boop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just love that bit because that story is literally thousands of years old and still people are finding new things about it to rip on.
Yeah.
And I think that's so good. Because I do a bit about Craig David at the moment. And the other day I was worrying. I was like, this isn't relevant. Why am I talking about this? And I saw that bit. And I was like, oh, no, we good. You can talk about anything from whenever and history. And yeah.
But will there be a point where people don't remember Craig David, do you think?
I hope not. I hope he has like Aristotle level. Yeah. Sort of remembered thousands of years from now as the great philosopher Craig David.
I mean, I think about him every day.
Me too. I think about the song 7 Days and I'm Walking Away on the daily.
Oh, yeah, I'm Walking Away. That was so big when I was like in intermediate school.
Yeah, it's huge. It's big now. Huge. I don't care. I don't care if it's not big for you, people listening. It's
big.
And if you were born after that was big, because I'm assuming, I don't know, if kids in uni now would have been born like what, 1998?
Whatever. Yeah, what are we, 2017? So yeah. We're getting close to the like born in the year 2000.
Oh my gosh, that's so bleak.
It's alarming.
This is a horrible Saturday. But if you don't know what that song is, I implore you to download any Craig David albums or just go to Spotify. They're all there. They're amazing.
Okay, excellent. Well, if people would like to see you, you are doing a show in the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. It's the whole reason you're up here.
Yeah.
It's called James.
Hey, like, just full disclosure, I would have hung out with you even if I wasn't.
Oh, James, yeah. That's lovely.
Hey, no, I do my best.
James Roke wants to show you something, and it's running from May 9th to 13th, 7 p.m. at the Q Theatre Vault. Is that the one right in the bottom?
Yeah, that's the dungeon at Q Theatre.
Comedy dungeon.
Yeah, I feel like there's two dungeons at Q. There's one that's smaller and one that's bigger. I'm in the bigger one, so that's at least it's a comfy...
Comfy dungeon.
Yeah, comfy sized dungeon.
Excellent. And I saw in the press about it that it's your most adventurous show to date.
It is. It gets a little weird,
cool.
Which I'm cool with, because I've been going through some stuff and I want to talk about it. But I don't want to. It's still fun. I don't want you to think it's going to be like way too nothing. But just expect everything.
Excellent.
Yeah. Anything and everything.
It sounds like a great show. Everyone get along.
Yeah. Also, people were like, oh, what are you going to show us? Is it your dick? No, it's not. but please come along. Because it could be. No, it won't be.
But it might be.
It might be.
But it's not.
If you pay me enough money. If, okay, here's a wager. If I sell out every show before I open, I'll consider it. It's on the table.
Will it be on the table? No.
Literally on the table right now in the studio.
I regret it. I regret even saying that. Okay. And are you in any other shows?
Yes, I am. And the boys would kill me if I didn't plug this. But I'm also in Frickin' Dangerous Bro, which is a sketch group.
Excellent. I think someone brought in a clip of you guys.
No way.
It was so funny. Can't remember off the top of my head.
I think Reese did, didn't he? Was probably, it Matheson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a show, a new show this year called Money in the Bank. It's me, it's myself, Pax Asadi, and Jermaine Ross. And we are, yeah, we're just three brown dudes doing sketches.
So good.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You should come through. That's the same date as well. So it's May 9th to May 13th, 10 p.m.
Okay.
At the basement.
Cool. So you do like your show and then go into the
sketch.
Yeah.
So at 7 p.m., I do my show. And then at 10 p.m., I do that show. And at 11:30, I die.
So we could just make a whole night of it and see both of them.
Yeah, do both. Excellent. But go to both. Don't just go to freaking Dangers, bro. I feel like what's going to happen is people are going to be like, oh, I can see three people for the price of one. Why would I go see this guy at 7? I'll tell you why, because it's a different show and you might see my dick. No, but please come to both. It's going to be a good time.
Excellent. And thank you so much, James. We're going to finish off with one more clip. It is Chris Rock, so it's probably going to have some swears in it. We didn't mention it for Louis C.K.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. He said, I don't remember that, but having that many mother Fs in it, but it did. So,
if you're not into the swears, just turn it down for a few minutes.
Cover years. Or you can try preempt the swears by turning down the knob on your radio real quick. And then, but yeah, this is a cool bit. Hey, thanks for having me, by the way, before
This has been a pleasure.
It's been really fun. I feel like I just talked to people and watched comedy all morning, which is literally what we just did. But this bit is from Chris Rock's 2004 special, Never Scared, which is the special that I watched and made me want to do comedy. I just got it out at the video store.
Wow.
By accident, because I got food poisoning and I went to the video store and I rented it out. And since then, I was like, this is what I want to do.
This is like your Genesis story.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it is. It's my Old Testament.
Great. Well, let's have a listen.
Well, with rap music, man, because people either love it or hate it. Even the United States government hates rap. The government hates rap. You know why I say that? Because they don't arrest anybody that kills rappers. They don't got no clues, no suspects. They don't have shit when it's a dead rapper. They don't fill out a police report. They don't even have a chalk line when it's a dead rapper. Shit, if you want to get away with murder, all you got to do is shoot somebody in the head and put a demo tape in their pocket. This is a rap killing. Let's go home. The government hates rap, man. Look at all these dead rappers, man. Biggie Smalls, Jam Master Jay, Tupac Shakur. Yo, Tupac was gunned down on the Las Vegas Strip after a Mike Tyson fight. Now, how many witnesses do you need to see some shit before you arrest somebody? Shit. More people saw Tupac get shot than the last episode of Seinfeld. And you know what's fucked up? Every year, Tupac comes back from the dead, records a new album with clues in it. Every record got a clue. If you listen real hard, the brother in the red shot the dead right there. Track four. Pac is trying to tell us something. Listen again. It was a nigga named Kevin with a Mac 11 right there. Pac is reaching out to us. Listen! The government hates rap, man. And only rappers get gunned down like this. And I tell you right now, if Billy Joel, Elton John, and David Bowie got shot, they'd have Bruce Springsteen's house surrounded. The government hates rap. And only the good rappers are dead. Only the good ones. Biggie dead. Tupac dead. Vanilla Ice still alive. The government hates rap. You mean to tell me they can find Saddam Hussein in a fucking hole, but you can't tell me who shot Tupac? Shit. They found Saddam Hussein in fucking Iraq. Tupac got shot in Vegas! Tupac in Vegas! Not on no side street, the motherfucker got shot on the strip! In front of Circus! The whole world's fucked up.
Don't get up. It's Catterday Morning Radio on 95 BFM.